Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. It's wonderful to be here today. And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, we're entering into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We just love the Lord. We appreciate what he's done for all of us, all of you. And we worship the Lord. We just bless his holy name. Thank God for all of you who are coming from every denomination, every church affiliation. We're coming together simply as brothers and sisters to pray and to give God his just deserve, his praise. To give him what he created us for, to praise him. And don't think he vacates when we praise him. No, he inhabits the praises of his people. God bless you. Thank you all. So many leaders. Amen. We appreciate it. We approach you very, very humbly, and knowing that God has blessed you in a great way. Amen. He that humble himself shall be exalted. I just want you to know that we are honored that you are here, and thank God for you. Now, let's go to God in prayer. Will you join my hand and let's pray together and ask God for his blessings upon this line. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Oh God, for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this new awakening where we approach you with thank you, thank you, thank you, appreciating everything that you do and that everything that you've done for us. Now, God, we ask for forgiveness for anything that has been out of line in any way, things that we haven't gotten done, sins of omission, and things that we have gotten done, sins of commission. Oh, God, we just ask your forgiveness for anything that has offended you. We want your presence on this line, and we want miracles to happen. We emphasize miracles because, God, you've done so many miracles for us. People think that you have stopped doing miracles some places. But, God, you're just the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, my God. Yeah, we just thank you. I believe Joshua said, you work mighty wonders, and we thank you for it. Bless every person who's less fortunate. Look on them, God. Help them make a way out of no way. Every person. And God, we give you praise and adoration. And all the glory belongs to you. Thank you for how you touched on this line. You solved so many, many, many problems. Oh, my God. And you fixed so many, many things. God. God, not only that, you healed so many, many people. And we just notice it. We can't help but notice what you've done. Nobody can do what you can do. Nobody. And we want you to know that we are aware that you're working even this morning. Thank you. You showed me that between yesterday on this prayer line and today, that you've done not only a few things, but you've done thousands of things for us. Yeah, thousands of things. Number one, you let our hearts beat all day and all night. Over, I don't know how many times, but it's been over 1,000. Over 1,000 times you let our heart beat. And we haven't even thanked you for that. Oh, many of us. And then on top of that, You let us breathe over 1,000 times. Many of us didn't know that we were even breathing, but you kept it breathing. Thank you so much. Who on this line could have kept our lungs breathing but you? Amen. And then, Lord, yesterday I even asked Dr. Betty Johnson. She has that counter of how many steps she takes. And in a day's time, she had taken over 5,000 steps. And God, oh, you enabled the people on this line to take steps, to walk, to have legs to walk. And yet, who has thought about, oh, how many steps they've taken? Over 5,000. That's 5,000 for walking, at least 1,000 for breathing, if not 5. At least 1,000 for our heart beating, if not many more. And I'm counting even 7,000 that I'm counting, and I don't know how many more. And yet, some people are too stubborn to say thank you one time. God, we thank you 1,000 times last night and today. Oh, God, it's a new day. I'm thanking you again. Bless your holy name. Oh, if we could only realize how good you have been to us. Thank you for it. There's so many other things you've done beyond that 7,000. Between last night and today, oh my God, we would just have to take our praise up to a new level because you've been so good. And God, we pray that you look on the front line. Bless the people here and help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Now, look on those who are in prison, those who are down, those who are out, all those who are facing insurmountable difficulties, what seems to be. But with you, you can do them like the disciples when they brought that boy to you who was a lunatic and threw himself into the water, into the flood, and the disciples could not cast him out. And you said, when you came, you said, bring him to me, and you cast him out immediately. And the disciples asked you, why could we do it? And you said, because these kind coming out by fasting and by prayer. God, you got the line on a 40-day fast. Thank you for it. And we're praying right now. We ask that you bind every devil everywhere. And if there be any on this line, bind them. And I'm going to ask you something else. Let them see the power working to bind every enemy in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to loose blessings upon the people on this line who are somehow supporting what you said do and what you're about in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm praying properly for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. Amen. Don't get so comfortable. Wake up. Your eyes closed. Come on. Come on. We come to praise the Lord, and he's looking to hear from you. We'll say that again. He's looking to hear from you. Amen. And wake up here. Let's speak to each other. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Amen. The Lord is, he never sleeps nor slumbers, and he has noticed that every morning on this prayer line, we give him praise and adoration. That's something to notice. I would notice that. He notices that beyond anybody, and he's waiting on your praise. He wants to see if he got a praise for him today. As many things that I just revealed to you that he did for you, some of your over 7,000 things he did for you, maybe way above that. I might be low, but over 7,000, can you give him some praise for at least a minute or something? He's been mighty good to you. Amen. Let's give him some praise And don't just praise him for 2 or 3 seconds. Amen. Those are baby Christians. But those who are mature, they can go wild and thank God for everything. Come on, let's give him some praise. And where are you on your praise? Praise check. I want to say praise check in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you. We appreciate everything that you've done. Glory and glory. The mighty, mighty, wonderful house. And we appreciate it. God, the blood of Jesus is here now to cover us and protect us. And we thank you for that too. Oh, you've been so mighty, 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 mighty good. And we praise you and love you and give you glory, 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 glory for all your kindness. The blood of Jesus is here. And we appreciate it, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do today. Thank you for what you did already. And thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we glory in you. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and adoration and praise. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're going to keep the praise going, but we're going to move to our praise reports and our prayer requests. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What is this? I'm feeling the anointing. On the fly. Y'all have praised your way to a miracle, somebody. I would receive that if I were you, because I do receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Lord's in the room, and he's in the room for a reason. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Make your request known unto him. I'm making mine known now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray it. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you. Oh, God. Oh, God. I appreciate it with everything. I'm going to our praise reports and our prayer requests. And if the Lord doesn't change it, we'll just stay there. Otherwise, we're going, amen, do what he says do. And, you know, it's so important to try your best to do what he says do. And sometimes what the Lord says do is a little difficult. But if when you do the difficult things that he says do, amen, you'll be blessed. Amen. Bountifully blessed. And let me say this to you. Amen. Don't let anybody discourage you from what God says do. Because people many times don't see the vision that God gave you. It takes them a while. But when you got a vision of what God gives, don't deter from it. No, do what he says do, because there's a blessing in following the Lord. I've been, you know, trying my best to do the best job I can for what God has told me to do. And let me tell you, it doesn't mean that you won't have opposition. Yeah, because anytime you're trying your best to do what God says do, you're going to have people to come against you, because the enemy really doesn't like you to do anything that the Lord wants you to do. Why? Because he was up in heaven. Oh, my God, I guess he's leading a different way now.
Yes.
But he was in heaven, and he was trying to take over heaven, yeah, with that arrogance. And you can tell when people are not of God, because if you listen to them, they're trying to build themselves up rather than God up. They'll be telling what all, you know, and it won't be in the spirit realm. It will be glorifying the matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, matter. And that's a part of Gnosticism. Gnosticism glorifies the matter. In other words, it glorifies self rather than glorifying God. Listen to them. You know, one thing I just, discovered, I was down in Georgia, and I discovered a lot of things. One of the things I discovered is, and I knew this, but I remembered this, but there are so many smart people on this line. Oh, my God. I mean, brilliant people who are on this line. And they're not only brilliant in the natural, but there are so many just spiritually smart people who have discernment on this line. They can recognize when the enemy is trying to take over, you know, they recognize that. And I want to just thank you all for allowing the Lord to endow you with that, because it's a blessing from on high. God bless all of you. Amen. For your spirituality, and for, I want to thank you for your support. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I'm kind of like people who believe that when you do good, you ought to be supported. I want to thank you all. You've done well. Amen. And you're so smart. Thank you so much. And spiritual. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go. Just give me just a second. Just give me a moment here. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, some of y'all may not understand this, but that's all right. I said we were going to do praise reports, but God told me to read this, amen, to you. Amen. And I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, let me show you something. Just as I said that, there was another voice that spoke to me. And the other voice that said, oh, no, don't do that. Don't read that. Amen. That's what, you know, is prevalent in this life. Whenever the Lord wants you to do something, there's going to be another voice that tells you don't do it. You got to be able to recognize which voice is the voice of the Lord. God wants you to hear this again. Why do I do things again? Am I running out? In one file, I have over, you know, this is for, I'm showing you what, why. In one file, we have about 2,500 typewritten pages of messages. But the Lord singled out one page and said, I want you to go to this. I want to read this to you. I hope you listen. It's Revelation 12 and 1. If you have your Bibles, can you get your Bibles? Revelation 12 and 1. Revelation 12 and 1. And while you're getting your Bibles, let me announce we got the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. And let me announce to you, the Lord told me to tell you to get all your bills and put them down, write them down, you know, very professionally. And you know, we're going to present them to God. And I want you to have them in a very organized way on paper. I know you got them in your mind, but put them on paper, you know. And have on one side accounts owed, and then on the other side, you put the name on the left side, put the name of the account, and then over the ways, then have a title over there, amount owed, and put the amount owed, and then at the bottom, draw that line and put down there the grand total of all your bills. Don't leave any off before we pray. Amen. I think I'm going to do this on Friday on my day. Okay? All right. Let me read this to you. Revelation 12 and 1. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. Now, you know, in Revelation, it's signs and wonders, and it's symbolical. I mean, you have to try to go to God in the spirit realm to understand this. Wow. Let me skip down to verse 7. I want you to see this. Verse 7, Revelation's 12th chapter, the 12th chapter and the 7th verse. And there was war in heaven. Now watch this. The line, something will try to come on the line and try to distract you. from hearing this, because this reveals some of the secrets of the enemy, of Satan, it says. And there was war in heaven. Now, war in heaven, what could cause a war in heaven? Let's see what happened. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Yeah, who you think sent Michael and his angels to fight against the dragon? Yeah, ask questions. And the dragon and his angels fought back. Now, was Satan the dragon? Yes. Was he by himself? It says, and the dragon and his angels fought back. Don't think the devil ain't got no help. Yeah, his angels fought back. That's verse 7. Verse 8, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Am I reading that right? This is the NIV. If some of y'all want me to go to the King James, I can do that also. But it says they lost their place in heaven. Now, what were they doing? They were fighting against the will of God. They were fighting against the vision that God had for all heaven. He made heavenly bodies, and they were fighting against God himself, what God was trying to do. All right? And then it says here, when the devil was not strong enough and they lost their place in heaven, see there? Amen. The great dragon was hurled down. It was, they tossed him, they kicked him out of heaven, and he was hurled down. That ancient, now, here it is, some of y'all who don't like to identify him, amen, I call him just the enemy, but sometimes we have to identify him. That ancient serpent, who is it talking about? It's talking about the ancient serpent, called the devil. It says here in Revelation 12 and 9, it's called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. He's not by himself. He's got demonic angels who were in heaven who lost their place. Then the 10th verse, it says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our Lord and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, he is relentless, has been hurled down. Hurled down to where? Let's see if we can read and find out. Where was he hurled down? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, heavens. Who rejoices? The heavens. And you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth. Oh, my God, here it is. Woe to, this is where he's cast down to. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone, I'm reading the word, the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury. He's angry. Why? Because he knows that his time is short. My God. That's in the 12th chapter. That's the historicity of the enemy. Amen. Why am I reading that? Because I got to get you to see something. Why is God leading me? I'll answer that in just a moment. Here in the 12th chapter, the enemy was in heaven. What was he trying to do? He was trying to overtake heaven. He was trying to be God. Now, that's why I get that thing about any time you have the enemy trying to do anything.
Praise the Lord. The devil is alive.
Praise the Lord.
position in the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of Christ, because the accuser of the brothers has been hurled down, who accuses them day and night before our God, and they conquered him, because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of the witness that they
speak
did
up.
Not love. Now have come to pass the salvation of the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of Christ, because the accuser of our brothers has been hurled down, who accuses them day and night before our God, and they conquered him, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of the of their witnesses. And they did not love their souls even in the face of death. In this account, be glad, your heavens and you who reside in them. Woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great anger, knowing he it as a short period of time. Now when the dragon saw that it was hurled down to the earth, it persecuted the woman that gave birth to the male child. But the two wings of the great eagle were given the woman, the great, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, there is where she is fled for the time and times and half a time away from the face of the serpent. And the spirit and the serpent digressed the gourded water like a river from its mouth after the woman, to cause her to be drowned by the river. But the earth came to the woman's help, and the earth opened the mouth and swallowed up the river that the dragon gourded from its mouth. And the dragon grew wrathful at the woman and went off to rage war in the remaining ones of the see, and observe the commandments of God and have a bearing witness to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
I am.
Praise the Lord. Minister, I don't know, please forgive me, for your minister, just continue to read it. We turn it back to you, Chief. We lost you. We lose you a lot. Right? We lost you last night, all night.
Amen. Amen. And notice something. I know y'all are smart people. Y'all notice when you lost me, when I start reading the historicity of the enemy. Amen. Oh,
they lost
God.
Jesus for 3 days, wasn't it, before they even knew that they had lost their son.
yeah.
Back to you, Chief, right? We don't want to lose God. You for 3 days, right?
No. Oh, my God. You know, I'm just laughing because the enemy wants to try to stop. See, that's the sign right there. Y'all got to read Revelation, the 12th chapter. Verses 1, go to about 14 and 15, yeah, 13 for sure, yeah. My God, I want you to read that. Take that assignment, if y'all will, read that today, Revelation 12, 1 through 13 for sure. Oh, my God. And I just said, y'all are smart people, and I just said, y'all are spiritual, y'all recognize when the enemy and what he's trying to do. So I go no further. Thank God for y'all. And look at there, Brother
Man,
Lonnie.
Out of, chief, it may not have been the enemy. When Jesus was missing, he wasn't doing anything mischievous. He was in the temple, still reading, and that's where you were. You were still reading, right?
Yeah.
And it was up to us to know if you did leave, we still have to follow Jesus. Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. I think it was the enemy because he stopped his historicity right there. But y'all going to read it anyway. So he lost the battle. Thank God for it in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. If y'all would do that, take 1 through Revelation 12, 1 through 13. That would be a blessing to you. And we'll follow the Lord on when to do it again. All right. Let me get a few praise reports. I was asking for some praise reports. Y'all weren't saying nothing. I said, oh, my God. Nobody's got a praise report nowhere. I didn't know I
praise
was
the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor. If I may, I'd like to be able to start off the praise reports this morning.
Yes, sir.
This is Brother Lonnie from Kansas City, Amazing Grace. I'd just like to say good morning to Chief Ambassador and my pastor,
yes,
Dr. Bernard Johnson. Blessings be upon you and the First Lady, Miss Betty Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson. I just like to say God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. And I'm just thankful this morning that the Lord has been working with me and been revealing his wonders to me, and I just thank him every day for what he's done for me and working in my life. I just had some medical issues that I wasn't really aware of, and God is so good. I mean, and he is, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I just want to give him his praise this morning because he allowed me to get some insurance. So I went to the doctor, and they ran some tests, and they was like, oh, you got this, that, and the other. And I'm not claiming it right now. And God knows, because I need prayer, and it's going to be a process to kind of, you know, work with me on what I need. And anyway, I'm just saying that I was able to go and get some kind of, you know, he put some people in my path that would be able to help me to correct my issues that I have. And I just thank him for that this morning. It's, you know, I had to do a sleep study. And, you know, I found out that I stopped breathing in my sleep at night. And they want to give me a machine that helps put oxygen into my lungs when I'm asleep, because I stop breathing as I sleep, and I snore, and it dries my mouth out, and it causes other things to happen as well. So I went to see the doctor yesterday, and they said, well, we're going to prescribe you this machine that will help you to breathe at night while you sleep. So I'm saying that to say this. All these years, I just thought I snored when I sleep, but, you know, they ran these tests and they found out that you actually stop breathing, and then you wake yourself up, and then, you know, it's just a constant thing at night. So when the doctor was talking about how many breaths you take and how many, you know, steps you take, I'm thankful to be here. I'm kind of like, I'm a living Lazarus kind of type of dude. I mean, I wake up praising the Lord because he put the breath in my body to be here right now, to just to be able to speak and to give him this praise. You know, so I am truly thankful this morning that, you know, the Lord woke me up, you know, to see a new day, to try my best to do his will, to stay focused in him. The more I meditate in his word, the more I'm able to stay focused. And the enemy will flee. I mean, we do have the ability and the power to bind the enemy in Jesus' name. I mean, if you just start singing a Christian, if you start singing a gospel song, or if you just start reciting some of that word, the enemy will flee. you know. And if you resist that temptation, the enemy has to, in Jesus' name, he has to obey. So I just say that this morning that I am thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for all the breaths I've taken over my lifetime. And I just thank the Lord for having his angels to watch over me. And I will continue to praise the Lord. And I thank everyone for their prayers for me. And I just want to, I'm going to conclude with that. But it does work. Yes, sir.
Let me say a couple things to you and to the prayer line here. You know, for a long time, for even our forefathers, they didn't have a lot of help like that. And they lived to be 96 to 95, and they lived a long time, long, long time. They didn't have any help like that. But let me tell you what has happened here in America. Some of y'all may not agree with me on this, but I'm just telling you, what has happened is that they come up with these sleep machines. Yeah. And what happens is the bottom line to all of this, the love of money is the root to all the evil. I mean, you can't disagree with the word. If you do, I mean, it's not going to work for you anyway. But I'm going to tell you the truth, and it may sound like I'm coming against somebody. No, it's just the truth. These sleep machines are habit forming. See, they put you on air, man-made air, and after a while, it's almost like a drug. You get so used to man-made air that this machine makes and puffs it into your nostrils that it's hard for you then to adjust to the air outside that God made. See, you got to understand in the spirit realm, the enemy is always trying to devise ways to alter what God has created, because he cannot create nothing. It's already been created. So he'll alter, try to alter everything. It's just like, well, I won't go there, but you got to be careful. This machine, that creates what they call oxygen is very habit forming. And before you know it, if you're not careful, you're going to be breathing that air from that machine all the time rather than any outside air. Are you hearing me?
I hear you, Pastor.
I'm going to say this also to you. What's the bottom line? Doctors are getting paid. When you use a machine, there's a kickback to the doctors. Now, somebody no different didn't come back, I welcome you to correct me. If you know that they're not getting paid, they are getting paid. And doctors have somehow devised that if they can get, can you imagine if they're getting paid $50 a month from that machine, then imagine that they get
100 people.
100. If they get 100 people on that machine.
100,000.
Yeah.
100,000 people.
If they get 100 people, just 100 people in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years on that machine, 100 times $50 is what, y'all?
5,000.
That's right. $5,000 a month. All right? I'm just imagining what the kickback is. If it's $50 a month, that's $5,000 a month. They get 100 people a month. And then if they get eventually 200, that's $10,000 a month. I mean, I hope y'all are seeing what I'm talking about here. And I don't know how they get it, but the love of money is the root to all evil. Then they got people on that machine, you know, and then after a while they can't even breathe the air outside because they got to have that machine. Am I making sense to y'all on the line?
Yes.
Am I making sense to y'all?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Even people on drugs, I don't know what to call them, but a druggie will will steal it from his mama for $50. Amen. What will people do for $5,000 a month? What will they do for $10? I don't care what they got behind their name. A whole lot of y'all got doctor behind your name. But you see, money will sway people. And it's the truth, but they are getting the kickback on that. Why do you think when you go to the doctor, why do you think they prescribe certain medicines?
Yeah.
Why do you think, come on, y'all. And the medicine, they don't prescribe any medicine that will heal you. Medicines don't heal you. They just put a Band-Aid, help you adjust to it and help you deal with what you're dealing with. They don't want, I mean, come on. Doctors don't want you to be completely healed. Why? Because that would put them out of business if everybody's healed.
No.
So, I mean, do you think some of y'all, they prescribe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different medicines you got to have every morning. You think they want the pharmacies to get all of that? Come on, wake up. You think the pharmacies are the ones who give you the medicine? What do? You go to the pharmacy and give them the piece of paper from the doctor. Come on, y'all. That's handwritten from the doctor. The people, sometimes you can't even read it yourself. But the pharmacy, they can read it. They can read it well. And they take that piece of paper and go get the medicine that the doctor prescribed for them. Then when you pay the pharmacy, why do you think the doctor would send you, take time to write something down for you to go to the pharmacy and he give you the thing that the doctor wrote down, and you think that the pharmacy is going to keep all the money? Come on, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You think the doctor sends you there for the pharmacy to just be blessed by himself? They're going to prescribe it, you're going to give them the money, and the pharmacy gets all the money. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. Amen.
All right.
You opening your eyes a little bit here? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Dr. Johnson, I just want to say that because I'm a little overweight, you know, and I do have some health issues, and I just feel that the Lord put someone in my life that can kind of, you know, direct me in the right way. Now, I do lean to his understanding overall. He has the final say in my life, and I'm just happy that I have the opportunity to see the options that are available. Now, I'm not saying that I hear where you're coming from, and it does make sense, but I'm just glad that I have the options to know, you know, I need to get some oxygen into my gums, you know, if you know what I mean. And, you know, I have that real dry mouth at night when I wake up. I mean, I wake up several times at night with this dry mouth, you know, so I just want to see the options that are on the table. I mean, I think about that parable when he said, well, you know, it was a flood, and he sent the boat, and then he sent the helicopter, and you didn't get on, so when you drowned, and when, you know, he said, well, I sent you some help. You know, you didn't get on the boat, or you didn't get in the helicopter. So I'm just going to look at the options of what the doctors are saying. I mean, sometimes he put people in your life that can help you. And I just, you know, I'm just thankful for that this morning, and praise the Lord for that.
All right. God bless you, man. I've shared with you what I felt like the Lord was trying to lead me to share with you. But if you want to, go ahead and get on that oxygen if you want to.
We'll talk later, Pastor. How about that?
God bless you, man. All right. Any other praise reports? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother Lonnie, this is Sister Carvin, Texas. Let me give you, I don't think you've heard my testimony. I was in the same shoes. They had diagnosed me with sleep apnea. That's what they're diagnosing you with. But I had asthma, and the